Number 5, think for yourselves. I listened this week to part of a documentary called Spies in Mississippi, and some of the testimony revealed that folks who betrayed their brothers and sisters at the behest of the government used the excuse, if the government says to do it, it must be the right thing to do. I have some neighbors that I would wager are saying this very thing. And this is another way in which reverence for the father and mother causes us to betray each other. Parental harshness, for sure, but this self-betraying reverence is also in evidence in expressions of patriotism. And it's critical that we press forward the logic, start the dialogue, press the facing of facts. Because if we know that the state is our overseer and keeper, then we can face this juncture authentically, knowing our choice is not between rivaling concepts, but between continued diminishment and being free. And as social beings, we must do this together. We need each other to get free and so agglomerate necessarily. And I must add, that power does. Do you really not think that every statesman, even as they compete for supremacy, has containing the people as their number one priority? Or that English, German, and U.S. shadow statesmen don't scheme together on this? On how to... And when I say shadow statesmen, I'm referring to the global state. That's a collective project. They work together on that. Scheme together on that, on how to play the nationalist card to greatest effect, and on how to wrest the means of state from the hands of populists like Hugo Chavez. And by the way, when we look at what Hugo Chavez was doing when he died, he was trying to create a regional counterweight to the power of that global state. But the hierarchy defeated him. It's in releasing the power of the people globally that we win. Let's begin talking about this.